actually. Okay, quickly go from the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel Lechem Oini. It says in the Torah, matzah is called Lechem. Oini, Shmuel says this is called Lechem Oini because Lechem Sha'oinin Alav Dvarim. It's the bread, the matzah that we say over many words, i.e., we have to tell Bavu Zeh, the Haggadah must be said over matzah. Alternatively, Taninami Achu, we have a brayso which supports this. Lechem Oini, Lechem Sha'oinin Alav Dvarim Habe. It's the bread that we say many words over the words of the Haggadah, the Sipur of Maisi Yitzis Mitzrayim. Davar Acher, alternatively, Lechem Oini, Ani Ksiv. It doesn't say Oini, Male in the Torah. It says Ani, it could be read as Ani. Therefore, we learn out, Ma Ani Shadaka Beprusa, just as a poor person cannot afford a full bread and therefore he only has half a piece, Afkan Beprusa, so too, we learn from here that you have to actually break the matzah. Now, over here, so we have the famous Tosfos who brings down that, and Rashi, the Rashbam also says it as well. Rashbam says, "Levarach al achilas matzah." We have to make achilas matzah over the broken piece. Tosfos, however, suggests the nira digam hamoitzi. The hamoitzi you also have to say over the broken piece. And then Rashbam says, "Ushtei shlemus my sinem mishum hamoitzi to legarim mishari yamim tovim shesarach livtoy ashtei kikaros apetem achas mashlemus." You also, in addition to this broken piece, you need to have two whole matzahs because it's no different to any other yomtiv. And the Rashbam is of the view that the man fell also on, did not fall on Yom Tov. There was a double portion on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, you have to have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov itself. Mashenke and the Rif and the Rambam, they say that no, you only need to have 1.5 matzahs. You don't need 2.5 matzahs. You only need 1.5 matzahs. Now, Alter Rebbe Paskins, that we use, the minigids that we use 3 matzahs, we break 1, so we have 2.5. And the Shah Setchak, so one could rely on the more lenient opinions. And then we have a third opinion of what it means, Lechem Oini, Davaracha Madarka Shel Oni, Hu Masik V'Ishtoi Oifet, just as he kindles the oven and his wife bakes, Avkan Nami Hu Masik V'Ishtoi Oifet. And this is talking about the speed that one has to make the matzahs. That when you have an Oni, so Rashbam says, V'Noisim Yad L'Tanur, he puts it straight away into the oven because he's got it kindled and his wife's got the bread ready and it goes straight in. Shenigba Haseko, as soon as it's ready, the fire is going. Sheyarishemi, it's done in Atanur, Koinim She's Damen. And therefore, because they're worried that it's going to cool down and they don't want to spend money, they can't afford money for extra wood, so they do it very quickly to put it into the oven straight away. Afkan, umasik, and so too with regards to with the matzahs, so too it has to be done quickly. Shouldn't become chametz. This is the view of the Rashbam that we learn from the Gemara over here that it has to be done quickly. There are others, however, of high going suggest that no, that it's because of chavivus hamitzvah. It's teaching us a mitzvah boy yosem ibashluchoy. The ma ishtov oifet, just as poor people bake their food themselves, they can't afford to buy from someone else, so too the matzahs of the mitzvah one has to bake themselves.
What's the speed of the baking got to do with the inyan of lechem oni? I mean, I see he's learning it out that an oni works like this, but...
Because he's an oni, he doesn't have the luxury of
kindling wood.
He doesn't have enough food and whatever, yeah, so he's going to get...
I know that, but what's the connection to the context? Correct.
That's what I'm saying, you bring from high goy, and it's more logical to say it's to do with them.
The chavivus mitzvah. Okay, fine. All right, afa pishen charoses mitzvah. So then we said in the Mishnah we brought a machlokes whether there is a mitzvah in charoses or not. So we say that charoses is not a mitzvah. Ve'iloi mitzvah mishum my maisila. If there's no mitzvah in charoses, why do we bring it? Amar Rabbi Amar mishum kappa. It's brought mishum kappa. And Rashbam and Rashi kedarkom say that kappa is the sara for chazeres kashehu barehu keeres. That the sap. Of the it's like poisonous, it's dangerous. And we have another pirush also that the kappa refers to a certain type of toilas, a certain type of worm which ingested was dangerous. Amar Ravasi, kappa de chasa chama. If a person for kappa of chasa of lettuce, so a person should have chama is a tznoin, is a radish. That means if a person, Rashi says, if a person ate lettuce and then he became sick, bishvil kappa, because of the kappa, yoichel tznoin virape, he should eat tznoin, that will heal him. Kappa de chama karti, if he gets affected by the kappa of radish, so then karti, you should eat leek. Kappa de karti chamimi, and the kappa of karti, if he's affected by it, should have chamimi, hot water. Kappa de chulu chamimi. And if he has kappa from anything, so a good remedy for all of them, if he can't get anything else, as the Rashbam says, yishtemayim chamin, he should drink hot water. Adahachi v'hachi, and in the meantime, before he's able to eat this, in all these cases, Nemi should say hachi. Kappa kapi dechinelach. I remember you, Kappa. V'leshev b'nasayich, and your seven daughters, or the tamni kalaseich, and your eight daughters-in-law. Okay? Fits in more with the Gemara that we've said before, but it's a chant. Okay, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Tzadok are a mitzvah. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Tzadok said, no, there is a mitzvah of bringing charoses. My mitzvah, what is a mitzvah? Rabbi Levi Yoimer, Zeichel Tapuach, that is to remember the Tapuach. So the Rashi says, what is the Tapuach? And the Sech Desoite, Shehayu Yoldo Sham B'nei and B'lei Etzev, Shalei Yakir Behen Mitzrim, Kedichsiv Tachas Atzvuach, Eirar Tich. In Shirim it says that I aroused you underneath the apple orchards, and this is referring to the children who were born in Mitzrayim in the field. They were born under the apple trees, and they were born without any pain, and the Malachim looked after them, and the Mitzrayim weren't able to find them. Now, I saw in the Sefer the connects this. Okay, so what's the connection though to Lela Seder? That it was in the Schus of the Nashim Tzidkanias, who were Mamid of Tzivas Hashem. They gave birth to the Jewish children, even under the dire Galus of Mitzrayim. In that Schus we were redeemed, and therefore we remember this Nes in the Seder. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zeichel Tit. No, it's not to remember the apple, it's to remember the tit that they would make in the mortar. Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, therefore, because we follow both of them, Hilcha Tzarech L'Kiyuye, V'Tzarech L'Samuche. We have to make it L'Kiyuye, which is to make it sour. And Rashbam says, L'Hatu Boi Tapuchin, and that's with apples. Dis Be Kiyuye Zeichel Tapuch, V'Tzarech L'Samuche Zeichel Tit, and it has to be thick as a Zeichel Tit. What does it mean, the Samuche? So early Ms. Mefarish, L'Chtosh Boi Yerok is Harbe K'deshi Ava. You have to put in lots of vegetables to make it that it becomes like a thick paste. And Rashi says something slightly different. Lahatil lichtosh by harbe. You should crush it a lot, and that it should also be thick. Okay, now we have Tanya Kavasu to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayse which supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's zecher, that we have to be zecher letit. Tavlin zecher leteven, v'charoses zecher letit. That the spices which will go into the charoses is to remember the straw which would go into the mortar. So he says, Tavlin Rashbam says, B'samin shematilim b'charoses zechel teven, shekoychim boi hadeg zechel tit. It would be crushed up and then it would be put in. And after it brings down, we're talking about those types of not powdered spices. You're talking about spices which are more growing like strips that looks like straw. And charoses, the charoses itself is a zechel to the mortar. This is what the window merchants would say in Yerushalayim, and this is the Rashbam says, we have a pasuk which says that he is looking through the cracks, and it's talking about Mashiach looking through the cracks in the windows. And this refers to the merchants who sit by their tables in the markets, and they would say as follows: come and take spices for the mitzvah. And Tosfos here brings down that there are also those that say that in the Yerushalmi that the charoses is zeichel adam, and therefore that's the basis for the minig of softening the charoses with wine or with vinegar instead. And then he brings from the Goinim the minig of making charoses with the various fruits that the Klal Yisrael are likened to in Shir HaShirim. Apples is because of Tachas HaTapuach, Rimoin, etc. Ego is Shkedim, which gives our basis to the minig. New Mishnah. Mazguloi kois sheni v'kana ben shoyel. Now they pour the second cup of wine, and here the son asks Aviv.
Interesting, because his father made a minute that they take dates.
Correct.
They have a whole big process, and no mention of dates.
It says here, tamar. The Tosfos brings down that the tamar is something which would be used. They use date honey.
The Tosfos is an Ashkenazi.
But he's bringing it from the Goinim. From Tshuvas HaGoinim. Okay, and he brings also Tegari Charech Yerushalayim, so it's mashma the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. The fact that the Gemara is being mefalpo in his shita that there is a mitzvah to bring charoses, it's not just for the kappa. Okay, so the Mishnah says now they pour the second cup of wine to Kana ben Shoyel, and now the child asks the question. Shoyel es Aviv. So Rashbam says, why now? Kan b'mzikas kois sheni haben Shoyel es Aviv. Imu chacham, manishtana. Now he asks, manishtana achshav, shemoizgim kois sheni koidim achila. Why is he going to ask it now? Because they're pouring the second cup before they eat. Meaning, the child is used to the fact that Kam Shabbos and Yom Tov. You make Kiddush, you have one cup of wine, but then you eat. What's his business of pouring a second cup of wine? Rabbeinu kibbo merabboi, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yaakov is mefarish, not v'kan, but v'chein haben shoyel. Which means it's correct. It's correct that now he should ask manishtana. Okay, If the child is not sufficiently knowledgeable enough, then his father should teach him manish dan alayla ze mikol alaylois.
According to the story of Abaye, the cushion already comes before when you push away the table, take away the table.
Correct, correct. So if he wasn't wise enough to chab then, and then...
that's why you have imein das beben, avim malamdoi.
Yeah. Okay, so what does he ask? Manish dan alayla ze mikol alaylois, shebechol alaylois anu eichlim chametz matza, halayla ze kula matza, all other nights we eat chametz matza, tonight only matza, shebechol alaylois anu eichlim shayi rakas, halayla ze maror, shebechol alaylois anu eichlim basar tzali shaluk umavushu, halayla ze kulay tzali. And the Rif brings down in the Gemara, we don't say this nowadays, this was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when they had a carbon Pesach, they would say that on all other nights we eat meat cooked in any form, it could be cooked, could be boiled, or it could be would be roasted, but tonight only roasted meat, which Tosfos brings down, is a raya for the Manda Amar that the Chagiga on Pesach night, whilst all other Yom Tovs could be cooked any way you wanted, the Chagiga on Pesach had to be roasted. Okay, and then he says, Shabbachol Aleilois, and there's different Gidrusos, but Anu, Ein Anu Chayavim L'Tabel Afilu Pam Achas, on other nights, this is based on the conclusion of the Gemara. And we'll see the different version of the Mishnah in the Gemara itself, that we're not obligated to dip even once. Halayla Zeh Shtei Pamim, tonight we dip twice. And interesting, if you look at the Seder of the Manishtana here, this is according to the Seder in Ashkenaz, that they start with Matz and they conclude with, and then Matbilim comes later, and then later obviously Mesubin was substituted when we took out the question of the meat. But the Rif and the Rambam, they have a different gears which follows Minik Chabad, is that we start off with Matbilim.
Rambam follows Minik Chabad.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Which is the Mishnah Yerushalmi, it's a different gears. Okay. So then it says, Ulfi Daita Shal Bain, after the child asks a question, according to the knowledge of the child, Aviv Melamdo, his father has to teach him, Maschil Begnus Mesayim Beshevach, he has to begin the story of the Haggadah with something which it talks about badly about the Jewish people, and he concludes with the praise of the Jewish people. V'dorish, and he has to expound the Pesukim Arami Oved Avi, based on the Medrash, Ad Sheigmar Kal Parsha Kula, until he finishes the entire Parsha. So Matbilim Pamachas, the Rashbam says, Tibu Yirakos Besoich HaSuda, dipping in the middle of the meal. If a Gemara Parchla, and the Gemara is going to ask that during the year we don't dip at all. Shtepa Amim, we dip twice. Tibu Rishon Desha Yirakos, Tibu Shnei Mimrari. The first dipping is the carpus to make the children ask, and the second is because of Mara. Halayla Zeh Kulay Tzali. His Manche Beis HaMikdash Kaim HaYashoy, okay, and they would ask this in the time the Beis HaMikdash stood. If the child understands a lot, he teaches everything. Maschu Begnus, the Gemara is going to mefarish what that means. Okay, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Chacham, Bnoi Shayaloi, Bim Eine Chacham, Ishto Shealto. If the Chacham is a son, so his son asks him. And if he is not a Chacham, then his wife asks him. It's actually brought down the Achronim that a daughter takes precedence over a wife, but it's so poshut that it's not mentioned. Okay, so ishto she'altoi be'im lav hu she'el atzmoi, and if she's not able or she's not present to ask, so then he asks himself. Even if the two chachamim who are proficient in the halachos of Pesach, they have to ask one another, why was this night different? And now the Mishnah says, on all other nights, according to the original gears of the Mishnah, it says, on all other nights, we dip once. Halayla ze shtei pamim, and tonight we dip twice. Maskif la Rava. So Rava asks a question. On all other nights, is it not enough if you don't dip once? Meaning, on all nights, there's no chiyuv, you don't have to dip at all. You don't even have to dip once. The Ketani, it says, Rashbam says, Shabachol alayis anu matbilim pamachas. On all nights, we do dip once. You can't say the same thing when he says on other nights we eat all other types of vegetables. You could say, well, who says you have to eat vegetables? Why hachi kama? Because this is what it's saying over there. We don't look for mar. But here we're saying actively, tonight you dip twice, and suggesting that on other nights you dip once. So Amar Rava Rava says, Hachi Ketani, this is what it's saying. Shebechol alaylas anuch ein anu chayavin letabel afilu pam achas. Halayla zeh shtei pam. And all other nights we're not obligated to dip even once. Tonight, twice, i.e. we are obligated to dip twice. Maskif lo Rav Zafra. So Rav Zafra says, Chiyuv ledadiki. This is, you're saying it's, we're obligated? It's only the dargiki. It's only done, being done for the children that they should notice. Between it says Rashbam, Hamashum Ekeru Tinoikis Kadei Shishalu Kavdin. It's only they should ask the questions. Allah Amar Rav Safra. So Rav Safra says, Hachi Ketani, this is what the Mishnah means to say. On Ein An Matbilin Afil Pamachas. On all other nights we don't dip even once. Allah says, Shtei Pamim. Tonight we dip twice. He takes out the word Chayavim altogether because nothing to do with a Chiyuv. And if someone does say Chayavim, the Rashbam says this is a Toos. Okay, Maschu b'gnus misayim b'shevach. The Mishnah says that we begin with talking about the gnus of the Jewish people, and we conclude with shevach. My b'gnus, what is the gnus? Rav Amar mitchila ovdei avodas gilulim. How you avoseinu? We talk about how originally we worshipped idols, and now kevanu amakom l'avodas, and now we're brought close to Hashem. Shmuel Amar, no. What is the gnus? Avadim ayinu, that we were slaves. Amar le Rav Nachman the daru avdei. Rav Nachman said to Daru, his servant, Avdu namapik le mari lechirus yveyav lekaspav dehava, my boy lememele. If you have a servant whose master sets him free and gives him silver and gold, what should he say to him? Amale boy le aduya leshavuchi, he has to give thanks and he has to praise him. Amale, and he said to him, Patartan meloimar manishtana, you have exempted us from having to say manishtana. Pasach v'amar avadim ayinu, and he would begin avadim ayinu, which of course is a machloikas. When the Gemara says Partatan, we don't have to say Manishtana, does that mean only figuratively, but you do actually still have to say Manishtana, or it means that you're actually exempt altogether? And Lamaisi and Ahagod, we follow both Rav and Shmuel. We talk about how we used to be over the Avodizar, and how we used to be slaves, and how Kevon and Amakam Lavadosa, we came close to the Eibishter, and how we are now free. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ram Gamli Halay Omer Kol, Shalay Amar Shloy Shadvarim Elu Pesach Lay Yatsu Yidei Chayvah, so if you didn't say the following three things in Pesach, you were not Yoytze. And the Ran says it doesn't mean you're not Yoytze Mamish. It means you didn't Yoytze as in the best possible way. And he's Medayik based on the Gemara in Sukkah, which says that a person who had their table inside of the house, so like Yamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyama, doesn't mean you didn't keep Mekayim Mitzvah. It was only a Gezerah. You were Mekayim. But others say no. Others say that over there in Sukkah Enechanami, because you were over on a Drabanan, they were Mafkiya, the mitzvah deraisa of sukkah, and so to over here le yatzi dechavasa kumni kipshutay ve'eluhein. So what are the three things? Pesach, matzah, umara. And what does it mean to say them? So Rashbam says shaloi pirish taiman. If you didn't say them, means you didn't explain them. You don't just mention pesach, matzah, umara. You have to explain why we eat them. So what are they? So he says as follows. Ashum, so Pesach. Why do we eat the Karm Pesach? Ashum shepasach hamakom batei ovesen mitzrayim. That Hashem passed over the house of Shemar. It says in the pasuk of Amar, "Tzev Pesach hula Hashem Hashem Pesach." This is the Karm Pesach because Hashem passed over the doorways. Matzah ashum shenigalu avisen mitzrayim. Shemar v'yovis batzek asher yitzim mitzrayim because He redeemed us from Mitzrayim. And like it says in the pasuk, they baked it into bread, and then it brings down the agos hatziyunim. The Rambam had a different girsa, and therefore he brings in halachas the whole lashon that we say that there wasn't enough time for the dough to rose. Ad shenigla alem melach machem lachem hakadosh baruch hu galam. Maru Hashem, why do we eat maru? Shemeru mehamitzrim mischayev v'isein v'mitzrayim, that they embittered our lives. Shenema v'em maru mischayev v'goyme. Then we have to continue. B'chol dover dechayev anum lirois, in the different gears of the Rambam leherois, one has to see or display themselves as atzmai. Kilu yatzam mitzrayim shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'gadu talubin chabayim ahu lemer babuze asa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. This is on account of what Hashem did for me when I went out of Mitzrayim. You personally have to see yourselves as having gone out. Lefichach, and then we can continue with the praise of Hashem. Anachnu chayovim, with all the seven lashonis of praise, which Tosfos connects to the seven lash, the seven rikian. Lahoidos, lahal, lashabech, lafoy, lerimim, lahad, lavorech, lahal, lukalis, slightly more than seven. The Misha also lavaisenu, lanu, es kolanissima elo, to the one who did all of the miracles to our ancestors and to us, all of these miracles. Hoitzianum avto sacheris, who took us out from slavery to freedom, miyog, and lasimcha, from mourning into joy, never liyamtav, and from sadness to joy, and from mourning into yamtav, mafelu, ergoto, from darkness into great light, mishibulugulam, from in servitude to redemption. And then it says, v'noimelafanav halalukam, we'll say before him halaluka, and which the Gemara is going to discuss what this word halaluka means. Okay, adheich anhuaymer and two. Where does he say? Because now we know that we say halal, and we know that halal is divided between the beginning of the Haggadah and the end of the Haggadah. And the machlokas beis sham beis hillel, what that division is. So beis sham, ayomim ad ema banim smecha. You say until ema banim smecha, till the end of just before beteis yisrael. Beis hillel ayomim ad chalam ishlamayne mayim, and beis hillel says no, we say beteis yisrael as well. Chalam ishlamayne mayim. And then we conclude with a bracha for Geula. What is that bracha? Rabbi Tarfa Noimer, Asher Galanu Begalus Avisen Mitzrayim, that He redeemed us and our ancestors from Mitzrayim. V'loi Hayachosem. Rabbi Tarfa says there was no concluding bracha. There was no chasima to the bracha. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisro. Rabbi Akiva Noimer, Kain Avaya Lekain Avaleke Avisen Yigen Lomadim Legan Lemachirim Abayin Lekarsenu Lshalim. And Rabbi Akiva says no, you actually continue with a chasima and you say so to Hashem should bring us to more Moedim and Regalim, and that are going to come to greet us in peace. Smeichim bevinyan irecha, will rejoice in the rebuilding of your city, v'sasim avidasecha, and be happy in your service of the korbanos. V'noichal sham min ha-psachim min ha-mzvachim, and will eat from the psachim and the zvachim chulu. Ad baruch atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, until Gaal Yisrael, meaning that there is a chasima to the bracha, that is machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, just before we go on to the Gemara, so interesting Tosfos. So it says v'chosim b'geula. So it's very clear to point out that there's only two opinions of it. We say first in the Mishnah v'chosim b'geula, you conclude with geula. Rabbi Tarfon noimer that you're not chosim. Rabbi Akiva says the whole lengthy sima. So Tosfos says that there are not three opinions here, because if there was three opinions here, we do like Rabbi Akiva over here. Why? Because halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. We follow Rabbi Akiva when he argues with only one disputant. But if we would say that the Tanakhama is another opinion, right? So we'd have three opinions, and Lavdak we'd follow Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but it says over here v'choisem b'geula. So rather the Tanakhama, well, not the Tanakhama, the Mishnah is saying v'choisem b'geula, but he's not mefarish what that means. It means you have to mention geula at the end of the Haggadah. You don't just go straight to Beirei Pri Hagafen. And there's machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, where that means you actually have to have a chsim of a bracha, bracha to Hashem, gal yisol or not. And therefore, it's Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Tarfon. We follow Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and then he says over here, hachi garzina v'noimer lefanav shira chadasha. It's a different girsa in the Mishnah that says, now I'm not v'noimer, it should be v'nemer lefanav shira chadasha based on the Alter Rebbe. V'chein noidu lecha shir chadasha agula senu. He's mefarish as follows, that all the shirais which were sung in the past, the Medrash Mechilta says, were in the lashon the keva, shira. Right? They sang Shira. Why? And La'asid Lavo, he talks about Shir Chadash, a new song in Lashon Zachar in masculine terms. Because with a woman has Tzar Leida, a woman in feminine terms represents someone who has the pain of birth. Afkol HaNisim, so to all of the other Nisim, Yesh Achareim Tzar, they all, we were redeemed, but then there was more Tzar. We went into Mitzrayim, and then we went to Bavel. We went from Bavel, and we went into Paras and Mada, and went into Golos Achar Golos. Masha'en came with regards to a male, so the male represents the strength that a person doesn't have, the pain of labor, and therefore that is masculine term refers to La'asid Lavoi, the Geula, when we'll sing a Shir Chadash where there won't be any pain at all, because there won't be any Golus after that Geula. And therefore as follows, when we say V'nem Alafan of Shir Chadash, it means we said, you have to say V'nem in past tense, and that's referring to Shir HaSayam, like we're going to talk about, or it's going to talk about Hala, which was said at at Kriyas Yamsuf. V'nem Alafan of Shir Chadash, it's feminine, we said it in the past, but then V'noideh, we will give praise, thanks to you, with a Shir Chadash, you have to say V'noideh, which is talking about in future, because that's talking about in the times of Mashiach. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tzarech Sheyomar, V'yisanu Hoitzi Misham. You have to say, and we were taken out from there, again displaying how Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim, we have to see that we were taken out. So the Rashbam says, Pasuk Zev, V'yisanu Hoitzi Misham, Tzarech La'aris, Tzatzma Kilu Yatzim Misham, She'af Oysanu Gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to say it in order to show that as though we were there, and we were also redeemed by Hashem. Okay. Now, when we have mefarish the three things the Rambam Gamliel says, matzah tzarech lagbia, you have to lift up the matzah. The Rashbam says, k'shoyim matzah zul she'anu oichlim, maru zeh she'anu oichlim, k'dei la'arosin l'msubin, v'techaveh mitzvah be'yineim. You have to lift up the matzah and lift up the maru when we mefarish in order to show everyone, and they should have chavivus ha'mitzvah. V'chein b'tshuvus ha'goinim, t'ha da'amah tzarech lagbia, ha'inu b'matzah zul da'agadata. When it says you have to lift up the kaira, so there it's talking about when we mefarish these things. Umar and Chabad Minig is with Mara, we just put our hands on top of it, we hold. Umar tzarech lagbia. Basar ain't tzarech lagbia, but basar you don't lift up. And furthermore, if you did lift it up, it looks like you're eating karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash.
You're saying that this is the meat.
Correct.
Of the
carbon. So now, just to mefarish this lashon, the Rashbam says basar shomine tavshilin. It's talking about the cooked foods. Then basar ain't tzarich like be k'shehein omrim pesach shayu aviseinu oichlim v'lo yagbia basar shezeich lepesach. So why basar ain't tzarich like be v'lo yoid el shenir k'maktish behemtoi. Ain't tzarich like bia. You don't have to lift it. Dal loy matzil meima pesach ze. Because you can't say Pesach Zeh, because this is not a Pesach. When you hold Matzah, you can say Matzah Zul, this is Matzah. When you hold the Maru, you can say Maru Zeh, because this is Maru. But you can't say Pesach Zeh, because it's not the current Pesach. And furthermore, even if you did, it's as though you are Makdish your behemoth for current Pesach, and which is a problem, or like the Gears of Agamar, Ka'ochel Kachim
B'chutz. So why is the Lashon not stronger?
You should say what?
You should not lift it up.
So he's saying v'loy oid, ain't tarich labia, and then he says v'loy oid elashinir. So that's what exactly we're saying. Ain't tarich means you can't do it. Meaning
you don't need to do it.
You don't need to do it because it doesn't make sense to it. And there's a v'loy oid. Furthermore, that's the isur. Furthermore, you can't do it because it's near ka'ochel kachin b'chutz. Amar of Achabar Yaakov, Suma Patam Loi Mar Agada, someone who is blind is exempt from saying the Agada. Well, how do we know this? Because it says, Ksif Achad says in one Pasuk Bavu Zed, it says concerning Yitzis Mitzrayim on account of this that Hashem did when we went out of Mitzrayim. Ksif Hasam, another Pasuk says, Beneinu Zeh, when the Ben Soiru Moira, the parents would have to come and say, Beneinu Zeh, i.e., they have to be able to recognize the child, they have to be able to see him and say, this is our child. So to over here, in Bavu Zeh, you have to be able to see in order to be chayev in the Haggadah Min HaTorah. So, says the Gemara, Malahal and Prad Lasuma, Afkan Prad Lasumin, just as in the case of, now it should be, just it should be Fakarit, Malahal and Prad Lasumin, because it's both parents. Afkan Prad Lasuma, that a Suma, a blind person, exempt from Haggadah. Frak the Gemara, in is this so? The Amma Mere Meshel Tinu Lurabban and Debe Rav Yosef, we asked the Yeshiva Bachram from the house of Rav Yosef, Man the Amma Agad to Be Rav Yosef, who led the Haggadah in the house of Rav Yosef, who of course was blind. Amr, and they said, Rav Yosef did it. Man, Amar Agadah to be Rav Sheshes, and who said that God in the house of Rav Sheshes? Amar Rav Sheshes, they said Rav Sheshes. He was also blind. So Ksavri, so we say as follows: they hold Ksavri Rabbanan, Rav Yosef, and Rav Sheshes hold Matzah Bismanazed de Rabbanan. The matzah nowadays without a carbon Pesach is only a drabanan, and therefore, because the Haggadah said over matzah, the Haggadah too is now only midrabanan. Whilst midraisa, a blind person is patur from the Haggadah, but midrabanan they are able to say the Haggadah. Says the Gemara Michlau.
So that according to this, they would interpret the Be'al of Teuchel Matzah when there is the Korban Pesach.
Correct.
The time is now, but not in the afternoon.
Because of our matzah is Merim Yechluhu. Okay, so then Michlal, the Rav Achbar Yaakov, Sava Matzah Bismanazed Deraisa, which implies the Rav Achbar Yaakov was one who said that a blind person is part of an Agada, holds a Matzah Deraisa. But Rav Achbar Yaakov, who the Amar Matzah Bismanazed Derabanan, that can't be, because Rav Achbar Yaakov, he himself holds, in later in the Gemara, that Matzah is only Midrabanan. Says the Gemara, Kasava, no, Rav Achbar Yaakov Enachanami holds that it's only the Rabbanan, but he holds called Takun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun, that whatever the Chachamim made is their Gezerus, is their rules, they made it like the Deraisa. And therefore, he says like this, yes, Enachanami Matzah now is only Drabana, but in that Gezer of eating Matzah Drabana nowadays, they made it like the Deraisa that a Summa is Potter. And therefore, Summa is Potter for that God as well. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Nami, but you could say the same thing, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. Vade called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came Deraisa Tikkun. Whatever the Chachamim made, the Gezeris, they made it like a Deraisa. So that by them themselves, they should also then hold that if Deraisa Summa is Potter, then so too, from the Haggadah you're Potter. From nowadays as well. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashem, no, you can't compare. In the case of Ben Soira Moira, the Pasuk should have said, Beneinu Hu, our son, he is. But instead it says, Beneinu Zeh, this son. So obviously that was irrelevant. You didn't have to say Zeh, it's not used for anything else. So it's coming to exclude a blind person who the Asa. But over the case over here, Bavuze, Ila Bavuze, my lichtoy. If it didn't say Bavuze on account of this, what should it have said? Ela Bavur Matzah Mara Hu Da'asa, what is it talking about? It's kind to tell us that on account of this, that you have to have the Matzah Mara present at the Haggadah. You say Bavuze Asa Hashem Li, but say Sim Mitzrayim, that on account of this. And therefore, based on this maskana, we say that assume a blind person is Chayiv Min HaTorah. Because the whole reason to exempt the Minatoi was based on the Gezeira Shava between Beneinu Zeh and Bavur Zeh. And now we've shown that no, in context, you can't learn one from the other. Here it was necessary, and here it was unnecessary, and here it was necessary. And therefore, here it excludes the Summa, but here it's going to teach us something else. So quickly, the Rashbam says like this, when they say Beneinu Zeh, must mean that they have to recognize him, Briyas Ha'ayin, be with their eyes. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Ma'orei Naim Havu, right, and Lashon Sagi Nahar, they were blind. Ksav Rabbanan, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Rav Achabah Yaakov, Huda Amar, Besoif the Hapirka, the end of the Gemara is going to tell us, Echad Zeh, Echad Zeh Midrabbanan, Mara and Matzah is Midrabbanan, according to Rav Achabah Yaakov. Kein Deraisa Tikkun, that just in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, when Matzah was a Doraisa, Rav Achi Be'Yakov held that they were Potter because of the Pasuk. Hashanami Potter, so too now, even though the Matzah is only Rabban, they are Potter. And therefore, they cannot be Moitzi others. And then it says, Bavu Matzah Maru Hu De'Asa, Lekachani Oicha Matzah Maru Zecher, Lamasha also libit says in Mitzrayim. Why am I eating matzah mara tonight? To remember the what happened to me when I went out of Mitzrayim. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Gzeri Shava like Gemiri, and therefore based on this, they don't learn the Gzeri Shava because you can't. They're in different contexts. And therefore the maskana which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe brings, is that a sum is chayiv min haTorah in saying the Haggadah. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about Hallel.